MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
So first, you could send what? A voice note? Now you can send a 30-second video note. And experts are warning that we should be careful, more so because there's cloning happening of our voices that could be used by scammers. But what about now video as well that's been thrown into the mix? Well, we take a look at the growing trend of scammers cloning people's voices in order to scam not only businesses but individuals as well. What do you need to know? Well, we speak to Stephen Osler, co-founder and business development director at Enclose, for more on this. So with the advent, Stephen, of technology, obviously there's benefits, but there's also some, what do we call it, a need to be wary. So tell us a little bit more about this latest scam where people use your voice to scam others.
I think the challenge that we have is that people are using cloning technologies in order to clone people's voices and use that to commit fraudulent activities. And, you know, what we stereotypically see when a person is trying to conduct a fraudulent activity, they need to gain elements of credibility so that whoever the recipient is of their interaction, that they believe it. So, you know, these hacking criminals are essentially trying to validate their interactions by cloning people's voices.
Sure. And so this has been happening worldwide. South Africans are now being warned of this. Is it too late or have we just caught it on time?
I think it's not too late. You know, I think when it comes to any kind of interaction online, it's better to be more conservative, validate where you're getting your information from, who's speaking to you. And I think in this particular instance, I don't think the horse is quite bolted just yet. We've seen a few or we have heard of a few instances where this technique has been used overseas, but we haven't necessarily seen anything in South Africa just yet.
What is it that people need to be aware of as we wait for the storm to come?
I think the reality is that, you know, when a person is engaging online, if it's too good to be true, or if you're being rushed into something, or if a person is, it doesn't seem right, then invariably it is not right. So rather be inquisitive, ask questions that could potentially, you know, trip up a would-be criminal, and, you know, think before you click.
Think before you click. How do you out-criminal, right? So when you say think of things that will, you know, show that the person that you're speaking to is somebody that is potentially trying to scam you, what's a typical conversation like, for instance? Because we're still finding, right, Stephen, more so in South Africa, that people are getting scammed. I don't know the amounts of articles I've read this year and just last week of people who continuously get scammed, whether it's phishing, etc. So you ask yourself, are we doing enough education? What is it that we are missing, right, where there are people who are still falling for these scams?
Yeah, I think you know, in most instances, the particular incident that we're talking about now is voice cloning in order to gain credibility. So a voice clone is something that needs to be done in an application. So if you were to ask that particular WhatsApp user who's sending you these voice notes for something that is more relative to what's happening right now, to validate who the person is, you could potentially trip them up. Or ask them something, you know, maybe a little, you know, invariably what they're trying to do is they're trying to, you know, get credibility by being somebody that you think that they are. So maybe you can ask them something about that person that somebody that doesn't know them wouldn't necessarily know. And, you know, the reality is you, as much as they're trying to get credibility, you need to also get credibility to confirm that the person who's sending you the voice notes is truly the person. We've seen a dramatic increase in fraudulent attempts against the everyday consumer in South Africa. The challenge that we're seeing is that the attackers, or these, you know, these fraud criminals, are using cyber techniques in order to get the foothold with the standard consumer.
And who do you, more so when you speak of cyber techniques, right, who do you go to? Because if there's fraud that's been committed on my account, I go to my bank, or I'll go to whichever app, one of these popular apps that deliver food, and they'll do an investigation. But with something like this and your security is then compromised, who do you go to? Who regulates the internet? Who regulates AI?
Yeah, it's a very tricky thing. Unfortunately, if you speak to the large corporates in terms of, the Metas and the WhatsApps, their times to respond are generally take quite a long time. So often it feels like a fairly fruitless exercise. I'm not saying that they don't do anything, but certainly their response times don't help when a person is compromised and they're trying to get help really, really quickly. It's a tricky thing. So, unfortunately, South African police services they don't have the resources to deal with every consumer that is being attacked. They'll just ask them to lodge a claim or, I mean, to open a case, but they can't do much in terms of investigating it. It's a tough scenario.
It's a very tough scenario. Thank you very much, Stephen, for your time this afternoon. Stephen Osler is co-founder and business development director at Enclose.